You are listening to Nutrition Secrets by Ryan Fernando, only on Red Podcast.
It's going to be an interesting and even more interesting episode of Nutrition Secrets with Ryan Fernando today. Ryan, welcome back.
Hey, Disha, good to be back again.
Since we're taking questions from our listeners that come to us on our app and on our posts, in fact, a lot of them have to do with sex. And people want to know how they can have prolonged sex without any medication. Ryan, this is an ocean of a subject. Let's dive in.
Here's the thing. In my counseling room, when people come in, there are three types of people. Okay. There are people who are single and then who want the sex performance for the pure pleasure part. Then we have people who are married with children and then want the sex part for the connect and companionship. And then there's a third part is people come in and saying, I need to know that I'm not getting old because I'm not able to perform or the desire is not there.
Ryan, there might be a fourth one where people are trying to conceive as well, right?
So the conception one is very interesting, Disha, and I'm glad that you asked me this. And please keep asking me small questions between, because it's exactly like how it happens in my counseling room when people come in for diet. And one of the factors is I want to be fertile, I want to conceive, and also I want to have better sex. So let's get into this one part. A lot of times, 99 times out of time, the performance is not an issue with younger couples, but the conception is the issue. So in that case, I don't call it a sex problem. I call it a fertility problem. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to dedicate one episode on fertility, which we'll talk about later. But today, let's say about that couple wanting to have kids, but just not having the libido or the desire to get into the mood. And so let's talk about these different segments of populations. Okay, the youngsters, the ones who are caught up in their work, just married, or they're a couple, don't have time for sex. Then you have the ones who've already had the kids, but need that spark and connect happening back together, but they just don't have the libido or the desire. And the final is the segment where clinically, erectile dysfunction, vaginal dryness, etc. are all the issues that tend to crop up in the plus 40, 45 year age group. So let's start with the youngsters, okay? Youngsters come to me and I don't think there's a problem with sex because you're at the age where your estrogen, your testosterone, both men and women, the libido is high. But the issue over here is the youngster wants to be able to be James Bond or have Olympic bedroom performance, as I call it, which is you want to break all possible records on the planet with your better other half there with you. And I think over here, it comes down to diet from one particular point of view. You see, and the most expensive real estate in the human body is the brain. In fact, in sexual performance, desire first starts in the brain. And the research that has come out that smokers, marijuanas, alcoholics, people who drink 3 glasses of wine significantly damage the brain, which further impairs sexual desire. So while people say, oh, I'd love to have a drink because it reduces my inhibition, I would say to you, it'll actually dry you up. For the men, lower the time of the erection, and in the women, reduce the wetness and the desire, the libido to get into the act of sexual performance. So if there are youngsters out there, I would ask you to smoke less, drink less, get more colorful fruits and vegetables. There was this study done, it's a very famous study on over 20,000 people as a respondent, and they looked at their diets and they found that people who had more flavonoids and more quercetins and more anthocyanins, Ryan, speak English. These are colorful fruits and vegetables like purple cabbage, purple jamun, butterhead lettuce, broccoli, asparagus. By the way, asparagus, if I could have a bell here right now, ding, 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 ding. Asparagus would be the one that would give the men the harder erections. Asparagus in Hindi is known as shatavari. It's used as an aphrodisiac. It's a vegetable which promotes greater testosterone levels. And I read one study where they tested it out on women. And so for women who have a lower libido effect, shatavari works on them in equal measure. So in the youngster population, I think reducing your outside foods, which is the palmitic oil, palm oil, which kind of clogs up the blood flow to the genital area. Now, you don't see this in your younger years, but anyone who's eaten food outside for a decade or a decade and a half, they don't exercise. By the time they are in their mid-30s, their desire to perform drops through the bedroom. It just doesn't happen. And I know this because nobody discusses this publicly, because you do not want to discuss your performance publicly.
Yes.
But when they walk into my room, they're like, they actually wait till my assistant dietitian walks out, whether it's a female or a male. And they're like, Ryan, can we do anything about improving our desire to have sex? Or if we are having sex, we're not having it long enough. Now, there's another thing, okay? People think that when they watch porn today and then they watch all of these movies, that people actually last for 30 minutes and 1 hour. This is rubbish. Actual medical science has shown from time of starting foreplay to orgasm in men, it can be anywhere from 30 seconds to about 20 minutes at the max. And for women, it can be anywhere from 30 seconds to a max of 30 minutes. The key over here is the blood circulation. The key over here is the brain. And so what can we do from a nutrition secret point of view? So sometimes I don't like my podcast because I begin to give away all of these secrets, okay? So Chatavri is one of the secrets. Tart cherries is another one. The Indian amla and gooseberry really bumps up. And people have come back to me and said, Ryan, I don't know what it is, but you know, and I can't ask them directly, like, has your sex performance improved? Because it's not like somebody's running a 100 meter dash and said, oh, I did it in 9.8 seconds.
You can't ask me for their personal best. No way.
So I have yet in my 2 decades of practice come across a couple or a guy bragging that, you know, the guys do brag. It's like, yeah, sir, you know, it's much better and stuff like that. But when it's in the couple format, it's always that you get to see weight loss and better muscle tone, and therefore better oxygen circulation. But coming back to my secrets, there is an amino acid called arginine. And arginine does a function known as vasodilation. Vasodilation means the blood vessels begin to expand. So when you want to have great sex, blood circulation needs to reach the genital area, both for men and women. In fact, a lot of women don't orgasm because they have poor circulation. And because they have poor circulation, the arousal factor is not there. The moment I bring in arginine over a 3-month period, they begin to give us feedback and input that, yes, I feel better than before. I feel the desire, which is much better than before. Obviously, it's you're getting fitter, you're getting in shape. And you know, the act of having sex is also a workout. And it's not easy. And I don't know if anyone has watched the Instagram videos where this guy is asking this girl to mimic his position and go all out with his count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And so she collapses saying, my butt got a cramp. And they're fully clothed in this video. But it was so entertaining to find out that, you know what, doing it is actually a workout. And a lot of people fail, Disha, because they are not aerobically and physically fit to do this workout. So you know what happened?
This workout is essentially cardio. So people who are heavily into weight training, do you think they might struggle with this because they're not in touch with cardio exercises?
To a certain extent, but I think when we look at the human race, evolution has made us in such a way we'll adapt in whatever way to perform. For the man, it's the easier part because getting to orgasm is easier. Whereas a woman, it's more complex. The neurochemistry is a little bit more different. It's got to do both with the brain and blood circulation and flow. So I think women who are more cardiovascularly inclined derive a greater benefit. Yes, men will fatigue and tire. But at the end of the day, if I do know people who just do walking and have great sex lives. The important thing is the blood circulation. So coming back to my arginine thing, people must be waiting like, what is this arginine? Green peas have one of the highest arginine content in the plant kingdom. So I have started asking people to have more amount of green pea. In fact, I had a client wherein I gave him vegan protein powder and it was a green pea protein isolate. So 3 days later, he called me up and he said, sir, is there any Viagra in the green pea protein isolate?
Seriously?
In 3 days. So he's like, no, there's no Viagra in it. But I said, what happened? He says, no, sir. Earlier, I would do once a day and then be very happy. Now, sir, I'm wanting to do 3 times a day. My wife is super happy. So I was like, why is your wife super happy? She says, no, earlier she was complaining, I didn't want to do it, now I'm doing it. So then I explained it to him that the arginine in the green pea protein isolate. Now everyone listening in, please don't go out and buy a dub of green pea protein isolate, because it's not really going to do that, because this guy also got his act together. He started working out, he stopped smoking, blah, 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 and all of those things. So sometimes it's also psychological that when you do make changes, and which is why it's very important for couples to talk to each other, what each person wants or what each person desires. I think when there's more talking between two couples, I remember this was one couple that came to me and they had never talked to each other and they were already 50 plus. And so obviously they've had two children and everything, and sex is taken for granted. And I was like the man says, like, you know what? We hardly have sex anymore. So I said, okay. I looked at the wife and said, do I have permission to have a discussion about this with both of you? She said, yes. Said, okay, let's go. Let's ask a few questions. So I asked the man, how often would you like to do it? He said, I would like to do it at least twice a week. And then I asked the woman, how often would you like to do it? She says, I don't feel like doing it. And so the man looked at the woman and he said, but you never told me this ever. She said, did you ever ask me? And so we then got into a deeper question, which was, why don't you feel like it? She says, after my menopause, I never really had the desire. And so the husband looked at her and said, but then why were we having sex? So she said, well, I wanted to keep you happy. And he said, but I'm not happy, because I thought that when I do it once in 2 weeks or once in 3 weeks, it was not enough, but you were keeping me happy. So you're actually doing me a favor. And they went into a very nice discussion, and I didn't do much except improve their nutritional supplements. For the lady, there was a list of supplements, which I'm not comfortable giving publicly, because we did have her chemical hormonal makeup done and all. So normally when we recommend, like, there are a whole list of ginsengs and yohimbe and yerba mate and horny goat weed and salai google or terrestris tribulus. So many other things are there, but you can't randomly just take this, because when you're older, it kind of will affect your biochemistry and blood chemistry. But the moral of the story was that the communication actually worked better, because they started going out on these holidays together. So where the sex was perfunctionary for the man realized the woman wanted to be, his wife wanted to be in the mood. And they realized by just dialogue that what she wanted was to do it on holidays. Oh. And so they started planning more holidays together, small breaks away. And when I met them like 3 months later in my counseling room, they were both grinning like teenagers. So it's like, did the green peas work? Did the magnesium work? They said, so the lady said, nothing of yours worked, Ryan. It is just the communication that we had between the two of us.
Would it be safe to say it is a lethal combination of dialogue and diet?
It is actually the two D's. What you just said, Disha, you hit it bang on. Powerful D, okay, Disha? So the dialogue and diet, I think, is absolutely bang on. And you know, that does really happen, because we say that the brain is the primary sex organ. Your genitals follow through. So I think, yeah, and so for the men, what I'd like to say is that whilst your libido may be high, you orgasm faster, and therefore you're satisfied quicker, the true essence of having great sex is actually keeping the dialogue open with your woman, asking her what she needs, because the moment she's having those multiple pleasure situations, she's going to want more, and you're the side effect of that wanting more. So I think the onus lies a lot on the men to improve the diet for the family, to improve the diet for his better half, to understand the woman's monthly cycles, because the libido does change after the menstruation happening, and the men should be aware that women are more receptive maybe after their cycles, but not before or during their cycles. So it varies from person to person, and that dialogue really helps. Now, what I've seen is that for women, jeera water really helps, not as an aphrodisiac, but just in better blood circulation, digestion, and having an estrogenic effect. Soy milk, soy protein also helps, because estrogen is number one in helping in vaginal dryness. And most women today are eating so wrong that they are not discussing vaginal dryness during sex with their partners. And this is becoming a silent killer of the bedroom chemistry, because the woman then is not in the mood because the sex is painful. Yes, we do have companies that sell lubes and lubricants together, but I genuinely believe that it's got to do with the lack of antioxidants and a few B complexes in the diet. Also, women might want to look at collagen, because collagen is one of the proteins that helps in better elasticity of skin, hydration of skin, not only on the face, but every other part of her body. And the self-esteem of a woman is greatest when she looks and feels good. And so if that's something that the diet can do for her, then I think the responsibility of the partner, the partner, is to make sure that the food, the nutritional supplements are bang on. Now, I know I've discussed about the whole relationship. What do you do to have a longer performance? And this is the question I think even a 80-year-old will ask me, and an 18-year-old will also ask me.
Before we go into that, can we just remind people what the realistic timelines are when they're having sex, as opposed to what pop culture, like you said, porn and the internet throws at you, just so everything falls in perspective?
I'm going to be straight, 30 seconds to 20 minutes. 30 seconds to 20 minutes. If you are doing more than 20 minutes of performance, you're the couple that is the triathlete couple, you know, you're the marathon couple. But if you're having sex within and both of you are getting pleasure in 20 minutes, that's standard. That's normal. I don't think evolution created man to procreate for more than 20 minutes, because a lion or a tiger would chase you in that 20 minutes. So jokes apart, you know, I think people are wrongly convinced by television, media, and just the bragging thing, you know, which man would go out and tell his buddies, yeah, you know what, I had mind-blowing orgasm in 3 minutes. And which woman would in her own right go out and say, oh, you know what, I orgasmed in 5 minutes. Women tend to be more private about this, men to be more bragging about this. But I think because of the social construct that has happened out there, there is this whole thing, especially in the youngsters, that they need to be able to be supermen, or the women need to orgasm instantaneously to, you know, be what we call as superheroes. So let's get down to this longevity of performance in a single session. Number one, it is known that alkaline water helps. So today, most of us don't drink enough of water. When your blood is thinner, circulation is better. Therefore, the senses are more tuned. So when people are dehydrated, obviously, you're going to sweat faster. You're going to get a higher heart rate. You're going to get fatigued faster. And the heart and brain is going to say, hey, boss, you're fatiguing. We're going to not make this session very pleasurable. So getting into elite performance means hydration is number one. Pink salts work really well. In addition to that, your traditional moringa or drumsticks is amazingly good. So what I have done as a secret recipe is I include a lot of moringa chutney in my wife's recipes and my recipes. Now, I hope she doesn't listen to my podcast, because then she'll know why I'm feeding her so much of moringa leaves and moringa drumsticks, because it's one of the most powerful antioxidants. And yes, there is no scientific documentation, but you know what? To all my listeners out there, try moringa chutney for 10 days and give me a feedback direct message on my Instagram whether the bedroom performance actually sustains longer. Yes, you'll have to keep a stopwatch like I keep one on this podcast and check, you know, how long are you going? And communicate with your partner. Say, hey, you know what? I enrolled in Ryan Podcast Advice and we're doing moringa chutney for 10 days. Let's see what it's like. The other thing that I would love to work with is walnuts, pistachios, and almonds. The reason is they are amazing in terms of the omega-3, which actually help in vasodilation or thinning of the blood. And finally, you need to have high nitrate compounds in your diet, which are green leafy vegetables. Specifically, if you're listening into my podcast this long and if you think I'm rambling on, well, it's butterhead lettuce. Butterhead lettuce has the highest content of nitrates, even higher than beetroot. So beetroot is going to give you great sex performance, but butterhead is 3 times even better than that. I know there is many of you right now pausing the podcast and are searching for butterhead lettuce on the shopping list. How much of butterhead lettuce? 3 to 4 leaves every day. No, if you eat butterhead lettuce right now, you're not going to have an amazing night tonight. It does take 3 to 6 weeks to build your nitrate content, which releases nitric oxide. Orgasms basically happen when you have a buildup of nitric oxide and there is the explosion of the orgasm, and then your body releases an enzyme that breaks down nitric oxide. And in women, this is able to be replenished instantaneously for her to have another orgasm, or what we call as multiple orgasms. In a man, it's the same thing. Now, when they discovered Viagra, they found out that Viagra stopped this enzyme from further breaking down nitric oxide, thus keeping the male organ or the penis erect. So the man was like, hey, dude, I'm not losing my erection. And the woman was like, hey, I'm getting better and deeper and harder orgasms. The function of this is when women and men have lesser nitric oxide in them because of the diet, smoking, marijuana, alcohol reduce nitric oxide, then the desire to have great sex may be there in the brain, but the function of having great sex is deflated because of the lack of enough of nutrient molecules that give you enough to produce high volumes of nitric oxide. Now, people may ask, Ryan, what can I take as a nutritional supplement? Well, it's arginine as an amino acid, branch chain amino acids, and citrulline malate, which, if you're listening to my podcast this far, one of the natural sources of citrulline malate is found in the white of the watermelon rind. My servant thinks I'm very conjuicy. Little does she know, horny little Ryan wants to peel the green skin and eat the white malate.
That's not even the tasty part. Most of us leave that bit out. So you're saying don't go for it.
I'm telling you, all the horny people on the planet are going to start, even those who are not horny, are going to start eating the watermelon rind now. And they're going to have this sheepish grin on their face when they're eating that rind, when their friends ask them, why are you eating the white? Are you being conjuice about it? You're like, you have no idea why I'm eating the white rind. Ryan said so too.
Wow, so that's one of the rich sources that you say of amino acids.
You are listening to Nutrition Secrets by Ryan Fernando, only on Red Podcast.